Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today? Little chilly, huh?
It's still so chilly.
You told me it was going to warm up.
I know,
you promised me.
Last week I said, I think this is it. No more snow.
That's
and then what did we get on Friday? We
got snowed again.
But it's pretty, isn't it?
It was very nice.
Did you go out and take pictures of your house
Absolutely.
And the trees?
I mean, it's the best. My kids sled. Good time.
I did the body sled. Have you ever done that?
No, I'm from Miami.
Well, you wrap yourself in the trash bag and then you lube it up with like oil,
really?
Vegetable oil, and then you just go at it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that, ever.
You're sore for days if you don't
sure.
do it right. And I encourage my kids to wear a helmet, so I have to do
but
the same.
You don't wear a helmet.
Oh,
then.
No, I have to wear a helmet.
But you wouldn't if you didn't have kids.
I probably would. I'm pretty accident prone. But you know what, Lee? I woke up the next day and I was so sore because I guess I'm not in as good a shape as I thought.
How's that recovery when you get old, huh?
The ribs don't feel quite the same. But I'm excited about our first guest this morning, Lee, because you know a lot of people make those New Year's resolutions. And by now, they usually say by Valentine's Day, people have already stopped.
The Super Bowl's where it all ends.
Is that it?
That's the rules.
Well, we're going to find out the scoop on how we can stay in shape and what the hottest trends are in fitness from fitness guru Marianne Baker from the Concourse Athletic Club. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So, Marianne, I woke up and I was a little sore. I'm sure that some of those folks that are getting back into their workout routine are sore at the Concourse Athletic Club, right?
Well, good sore is good. Bad sore, we want to stay away from. So the workout sore is a good sore.
So tell us, why is the Concourse Athletic Club the best gym in Atlanta? We've heard it for years, but we'd love to hear it from you.
Well, Concourse is more than an athletic club or an athletic facility. It's an actual club. It's a place where you can come and work out mainly, but you can also hang out there. So we've got our indoor and outdoor pool with chaise lounges around where you can relax. You can go into the restaurant, sit at the bar, get your hair cut, shop in the pro shop, work with a personal trainer, group exercise. We have 320 classes a month, 98 instructors that work there, the best in the city. Many of our instructors have been teaching for over a decade, and they come with credentials that are impressive. So they have degrees in exercise physiology, physical education. They could be former physical therapists, but they just range the gamut, triathletes that are also trainers as well, and hold national certifications in many of the national fitness organizations.
Now, I know I'm a little familiar with the club. My son goes to summer camp there. He's been going for the last few years. And I'll tell you, I don't know, do your kids go there, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever been there?
They have
it's
been there.
It's an unbelievable summer camp.
And it's some of the best birthday parties they've ever been to have been at.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what happens on a summer camp? Because it's extraordinary.
Well, we try to really give the kids the big picture of fitness. So we provide a little bit of everything. So we may have a golfing pro come in and teach them how to swing a golf club. We have Andre Maurer, who is our squash pro, who holds many national and international titles, by the way. We'll teach them how to play squash. They get to learn how to play tennis. They get aquatics lessons. They get to participate in group exercise. It's just the gamut from beginning to end. So these
and
kids,
that's like on a daily basis. Like, don't you move
day.
Like every 30 minutes or 45 minutes to a different activity? So
every 30 to 45 minutes. Sometimes, depending on what it is,
right.
It'll be a little bit longer. And they get to spend the last part of the day in the pool splashing around
right.
and having a lot of fun in the sun.
And they bring a rock climbing wall.
Yes, we do. And we have clowns and
right.
moonwalks. And, you know, we have the ice cream man come and they actually get to
right.
get ice cream off the ice cream truck, which is a real treat.
Hey, kids love that.
Kids
just bring
do
an
love
ice
that.
Cream man.
Adults love that, too.
I love it, as long as it's low fat.
So what are some of the new fitness classes for adults? Because there are always trends. You know, for a while it was kickboxing and then the busu ball. And
then I've seen the circus stuff. You got any of that going on?
Circus stuff? Well, we can...
You know,
we can make it happen.
Yeah.
We can make anything happen at Concourse. Well, yeah, there are, you know, right now core fitness is huge. And what's really important about making your core stronger, it's the powerhouse of your body. It's the center of where all your strength comes out of. And many of our classes focus on core relational fitness. So functional fitness. So every day, if you drop your pen on the floor and you bend down to pick it up, you use a multitude of muscles in your core and your body, and we will train those more efficiently. So your everyday living is stronger. But that's just kind of your basic fitness. But we've got some real trendy things coming out, like Booty Beat, for instance. It's
right.
one of our new hottest classes. And if you are up late at night and you're watching those late night TVs, you'll see Flirty Girls. Well, Booty Beat is the club version of Flirty Girls, and it's a little bit like Beyonce, Britney right. Spears. So if you want to be an MTV dancer, come to Concourse,
so it's like
take
a
Booty Beat.
Dance.
It's
kind of
booty.
Thing? Booty.
Booty.
What do you wear to something like that? You know,
anything
that's always my
you
question.
Want. Okay. Just come comfortable. But yeah, a lot of some people like to dress up and, you know, kind of be edgy when they work out, and other people just kind of wear their shorts and their t-shirts. So it's whatever you're comfortable
with. Do you do like yoga and Pilates?
Absolutely. We have a fantastic, our Pilates program. We have two different programs. We have our personal Pilates, so you can take private lessons. Uh-huh. But we have our group Pilates mat classes, and our Pilates instructors are, you know, there's two kinds of Pilates instructors. There's your weekend, I got my certification in 12 hours,
right.
or somebody has gone through 1,000 hours of training and
right.
never ends it. They're continuously training. That's what you get at Concourse. So our Pilates mat trainers are the best in the state, and it's an incredible workout. Our yoga program is also hire the best. Most of our instructors have been teaching for 10, 15, some of them 20 years. One of our yoga instructors has been with the Concourse for 20 years from the day our doors opened.
So that's how long the Concourse has been around since
we celebrated our 20th anniversary
the
in
late
May.
80s or 90s? What was that?
89.
Who can do the math?
1989. And you know what's interesting is we have many members who have been a member at Concourse all 20 years.
Wow. Wow.
And I probably have about 8 instructors who have been, to tell you what it's like to even work at Concourse, they've been there for 20 years.
Wow.
So it's a great place to work out. It's a great place to work.
Is there family group fitness classes, or is it adult
really,
or children?
Being as though it's really group exercise is really for the adult body. And we recommend that you be at least 14 and up. However, you know, there's some individual changes that can happen there, but fitness, you know, it's designed for the adult body because it's for the group.
Do you have classes for kids or any type of activities for, I've seen some fitness clubs are getting into engaging children.
We go on and off with our children's programs. Right now we have a program called Core Play,
mm-hmm.
and it is in the afternoons after school, and where you can come in and work with one of our trainers, and he takes you through
right.
a workout that's appropriate for the young body.
And then do they have access to the machines?
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. At what age?
It's 14.
14 and older.
But if you're with your parent and uh-huh. your parent feels comfortable, they can be a little bit younger.
Right. And do you reach out to the businesses around? Is there corporate
Absolutely.
Wellness? Because I know the way we got introduced is a friend of mine had a child at Children's Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And because the child was there overnight or for an extended period of time, they offer the parents access to the club.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we do. We do have, well, we work with businesses, and just talk a little bit farther about the Children's Hospital. It is something that we do. We kind of play it low. It's just something that we like to do quietly. But we do offer families, if you have a child at Children's Hospital, we offer the families an opportunity to take a break and enjoy the facilities at the Concourse Athletic
right.
Club.
And that was no charge, right?
But no charge, absolutely. Right. So, you know, we'll give some guest passes and just kind of a way to just to recharge and
yeah,
stay
no,
healthy
it was great.
Minded.
That was
that
very
is.
Appreciative.
Yeah, that's
and we also thing. Have a program called Passport to Fitness. It's a program where companies invite their employees to utilize the facilities for free for 10 days. And that program is going on right now. It began February 15th, and it'll end February the 25th.
So it's geared for businesses around here, around Sandy Springs area?
Yes, and we love to work with the businesses around us, and we'll go in and talk to them and in the group exercise department, if I can help them out, integrate. We have, you know, when you're new to spinning or you're new to yoga or you're new to any of these classes,
right.
it can be a little frightful
yeah.
walking
no, there's
in.
There's definitely an intimidation.
Mm-hmm. We will hold your hands. We on and off throughout the year, we will offer classes where you can learn to yoga, learn to spin, learn
wow.
to turbo kick, learn to Zumba. So we will hold your hand and help you out and get you integrated into our programs.
That's super important.
It really is. We've had lots of shows, too, Marianne, about corporate wellness, and it seems to be a hot topic with many corporations because, as you know, healthcare is an issue and the premiums go up when your employees are unhealthy. So it is a win-win, I would think, for corporations to offer discounted memberships or to pay a portion of the membership. Do you have a specific department or a place where they should contact you?
Well, we contact our sales department. Cindy Mulligan, who's in charge of our sales department, you can contact her at 770-698-2000 and ask for Cindy.
It really is.
No, that's super
and
important.
There's so many companies close by, and to be able to work out on your lunch hour or right after work and
or
let the traffic
after,
die down.
Right.
And
yeah.
We have noontime classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 11:15. Actually, believe it or not, 11:15 may be one of our biggest classes of the week. We have a class called Fitness Quest. It's a boot camp style class, circuit training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 40 plus people in the class, and it's you know, all the businesses, they're coming in 11:15, packing out the room.
Wow.
And then we also have 12:15 classes, spinning, yoga, boot camp, turbo kick, body sculpting, all happen in the, at the noontime hour. And then again, we begin at 5:30 and 6:30 again in the evening. So if you'd rather work out at night, then we
right.
can help you
and
out
And what
there,
are the
too.
Hours of the club?
We, on our weekdays, we are 5:30 to 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And on weekends, we're 7:30 to 7:30.
Wow, that should cover everybody, huh? No excuses?
So.
No excuses. Get off the couch. Get out of your chair. Come to Concourse, and we're going to make you look and feel better.
Any final thoughts to help or motivate those folks that need to get off the couch?
That need that reboost because, you know, they had their New Year's resolution, the Super Bowl passed, Valentine's Day.
Well, I can say, you know, one word. Two words, maybe. Swimsuit. There should be a motivation right there.
No, actually,
if you really, you know, at Concourse, we are geared to making you feel better from the inside out. So if your motivation is to look better in your swimsuit, we're going to make your body look better. We're going to tone you. We're going to sculpt you. We're going to make you more fit. And when you do that on the outside, what happens on the inside is transforming. So we're going to give you more energy. We're going to make your body healthier and more fit. Lose that body fat. Lower your cholesterol. Lower your resting heart rate. And when all that happens, you're just going to have a boost in energy and a little skip to your step.
Now, what do you think is the biggest perk? What's the best kind of secret reason to be a member?
That's not an easy question to answer because it depends what your goals are and what you want. So if you're a tennis player, we can help you get better at tennis. And by the way, we have clay tennis courts, so you can play double the amount of time on a clay court than you can on a hard court. But if you're a squash player, a racquetball player, you love group exercise, you love to spin, you're a triathlete, if you like to swim, or if you just want to hang out, it doesn't matter what area. You can get your hair done. You can go shopping at Concourse. So whatever it is that your goal is, we can help you out at Concourse.
So it's like a country club.
It's a country club. The only thing that's missing is the golf course. And if we could fit it in there, by golly,
I'm
it'd
sure
be there.
Well, any upcoming events we need to know about?
Yes, we do. We have an event coming up this second Saturday in March. And that event is called Thrive. Thrive begins at 9 o'clock. It's the second Saturday in March, which I think is the 13th. Is that correct? Saturday, March the 13th. And what it does, it showcases all the best of Concourse. It showcases all of our items. So in group exercise, what we're going to do is we're going to have 12 of our best classes, some that our members haven't seen yet. So it's a great time to come try them out. 30 minutes just from one to the next to the next to the next of our best. We're going to show off our restaurant with their menu and catering. Our tennis department's going to be doing some cardio tennis. We're going to be having squash demos. Our personal training is going to be giving 30-minute circuit workouts with a personal trainer, which is a great thing. You're going to get a tasting of our kids' programs. So it's the best of Concourse, and it's a great time to come visit Concourse and see what we're all about, meet our instructors, meet our trainers, see our restaurant. It's a perfect time for that. And 9 to 1, Saturday, March 13th.
And how much does that?
That is free. If you want to come, contact Cindy Mulligan at 770-698-2000, and we'll get you in there and let you have a good time and work out and feel better and improve the quality of your life.
That sounds awesome. Speaking of quality of life, are there ways that y'all give back to the community? We talked about the memberships for parents at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Are there other examples you wanted to give us?
All year long. I mean, really from January through December, we've got programs going on. In April, our group exercise program is going to be hosting something called Sweat for the Vet. And we're going to be streamlining video in from California State University and one of the Johnny G Spinning. Johnny G Spinning is the spinning name if you like to spin. We're going to be streamlining them in to our Studio B studio, and we're going to raise money for our American veterans. And that's going to be coming up in April. We also are currently doing donations for Haiti. We just recently had an event called Healthy Hearts, and we were helping the Piedmont Heart Institute raise some money, which is located here in the Dunwoody area as well. And then throughout the year, we continue fundraising. At the end of the year is kind of where we hit it hard, and we do a big Toys for Tots drive, and we do an Atlanta Food Bank drive and an Angel Tree drive, and that's really a lot of fun. We work with the U.S. Marines, and they come into our club, and let me tell you, they're pretty cute. So if you want to come, work out with the Marines, we do that every single year. But yes, our goal at Concourse is to give back to the community and help out in any way that we can. With victims of different disasters or just locally helping out with our community.
That's terrific.
And the website is?
www.concourseclub.com.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Lee, I love it when companies give back to the community. It seems like we have had a lot of associations and a lot of businesses on the Atlanta Business Radio Show that are very generous in giving back to the community. And if you're listening now and you're thinking to yourself, gosh, I'd like to give back personally, or my kids would like to give back, it's never too young to start instilling those habits in a child to give back to their community. Our next guest this morning from Pebble Tossers, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jennifer Gwynn.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
So Pebble Tossers, tell us what it is and how it started.
Pebble Tossers is a nonprofit organization based in Atlanta, and we are an online matching resource for kids to find service projects, volunteer opportunities, philanthropic opportunities that are based on things that they like to do, things that they're interested in. And then we match the kids with age-appropriate projects, and then those projects are matched with different organizations here in Atlanta.
So what comes first, the event, organization, or the person who wants to volunteer?
Well, if you have a child who's interested in dogs, mm-hmm. and you've got some, you've got a free weekend, you're like, okay, you know, what can we do with dogs right. over the weekend? Or you can go on to Pebble Tossers and you log on to pebbletossers.org, and you can search by projects, you can search by organizations, you can search by cause areas, or you can get matched with a project. And our custom search engine takes things the kids are that they like.
Right.
You can say, you know, I'm good at getting dirty. I'm good at being loud.
Right.
You know, I'm good at organizing. I'm good at math. You know, mm-hmm. you think what is going to come up when you search from that? Well, we've, you know, back-end all these different projects that have tags
that relate to those keywords.
Right. And so up props, you know, okay, you can be a kitten cuddler with, you know, Fur Kids of Atlanta. You can be a hammock designer, which, you know, there's a shelter in Cobb County that needs people to make little hammocks for cats to sleep in.
Aww.
I mean, there's all kinds of things, you know,
that, nice.
That you can.
So how did, do you go out and look for charities, or do you look for, like, who are you looking for? Everybody?
In terms of organizations to
be
part of our
this,
database,
right.
we have got a little over 60 organizations in the metro Atlanta that are part
right.
of the database. And they have come to us by, you know, by personal involvement,
right.
by recommendation, by searches. We've talked with a lot of other organizations, and they've given us leads on different people. And what
right.
we've done, we've contacted them. We've either met with them personally, gone down to the place. We've met with the executive director. We like to know that they will accept kids to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, part of the barrier with organizations, like, you know, yeah, we want your stuff. We want your time. If you're a parent, we don't want your kids.
Right.
right.
You know, so what do you do? How do you get a kid involved and a kid started
right.
and let them know that they can make a difference, even, you know, if you're eight?
So, but how do you do that? How do you communicate that? Like, some charities are open to it, but it seems like they're the minority.
Well, we do the work. Pebble Tossers has
oh,
done
so
the work.
So you figure it out.
We go and find all that information out. And the website, on the website, you can find the different organizations who will accept children.
That are kid-friendly.
That are kid-friendly,
right.
age-appropriate. And that's our key, is age-appropriateness. Because you can, you know, if you go to Volunteer Match, you can search by, you know, certain cause areas. But it comes up, you know, be a secretary at,
right.
you know, some random thing for some. And some, you know, a kid can't do that, nor is a kid going to be interested in that.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, I was amazed at all the opportunities on their website. A lot of organizations I had never heard of in Atlanta. How did this start?
My partner, Jenny Stevens, and I, over dinner, over margaritas, you know, we were talking about just things that our kids are involved in. And she said, I've come up with this idea of trying to get kids involved in birthday parties and have, you know, birthday parties for good.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily, you know, you get all your toys and what do you do with it? You got a house
right.
full of junk.
Right.
You know, well, instead of maybe having the kids bring an item off of a wish list from the Atlanta Children's Shelter, or bring a Walmart or Target gift card, and then that child goes and then donates that to the nonprofit organization.
Mm.
And so we kind of, you know, began with that whole concept. And we thought, okay, it's hard to find. You know,
right.
it's hard for a
right.
parent
it's
and
not
a kid.
That simple.
It's not that simple.
Right.
There's nothing out there. There's no online resource for families and kids to go
right.
find something, you know, to do for a weekend, or to do, you know, to pick
right.
a project. So we thought, okay, we're going to do this. So we've spent thousands of hours, a year and a half of research, just going, you know, feet to the floor, you know, going to these different organizations, talking with people on the phone, a lot of Google searches, and have just kind of come up with this. And there's some organizations that we thought may be a good fit,
right.
and it turns out that they just
not.
Weren't, so they're not
mm-hmm.
included.
Now, what's
you know?
The age range of children?
We started off 4 to 14.
Uh-huh.
Thinking that's just a good range. But we've found that it's a lot of high school kids and middle school kids who have required service hours
right.
who are really using the site as a as a record keeping. So they can begin what's called a civic transcript.
Right.
They can keep a cumulative log of all their service hours,
wow,
where they've done them, what they've done, how many hours. And it's been a great resource and great tool for these kids. You know, they can print this, the project form out. It's got all the information. There's a signature line for the organization, mm-hmm, to verify that the hours have been done.
Wow.
And then they can turn that in to the schools or their, you know, scout troops. It's been great.
Now, how did you get your funding? I mean, that's, in my mind, I keep going, this all sounds great, but how much does it cost, or where's the funding?
Right now, we've got a great board of directors, and one of our board members is a web developer, so he has designed this site himself, and so that was a huge savings for us.
Wow.
We've got a lot of lines in the water for grant opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few, you know, private funders, and so that's how things are going along, but we are always open for, you know.
Have you talked to the Google Grant people?
You know, they're on our list. There was a webinar that we sat in on last week.
We've had
they've been on the show.
Right. We've had the person, right, and a bunch of their grantees.
Yeah, that was a cool show. We got to put you in touch with them. Yeah.
That'd be really great.
And what they do is so generous. They give you a ton of Google ad space.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm,
it could be millions of dollars worth of Google ads.
Yeah,
so
they give out.
I mean, it can really move the needle
They're definitely on our short list.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are some of the most popular projects?
One of the ones that I love to talk about, and I just think it's so fun, is Frog Monitor. And what we've done, we've named all of our projects as a job description. So kids can feel, you know, I am a pebble tosser and I am a frog monitor. You know, I do something. And there's the Cobb County Watershed Program,
right,
has a project that they will give you a CD and a headset, and you listen to different frog sounds.
Right.
And so you go down along a creek and you listen and identify frog sounds. And what that tells the Cobb County folks is that, okay, certain water quality issues are affected by, you know, appearance or the non-appearance of frogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's something so fun. Well, what 8-year-old little boy is not going to want to do that?
Right, that's awesome.
But also, it's a direct need. It's
yes.
not just something fun, but
right.
there is a real need for that. And sometimes it's hard to get, you know, maybe a 42-year-old man to go out and do that. But, you know, there's a need. And so a kid can feel that they are actually contributing not only to, you know, society, but like to their, you know, to his own backyard.
Right.
Something fun.
Interesting. We wouldn't understand that as well if we hadn't had the guests on from the Botanical Gardens about the frogs.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea how important the amphibians were to medical research.
Medical research, environmental concerns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it was.
See how smart we are from doing this?
We are. We meet a lot of interesting people every week.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Now, how can people, like if we want family opportunities or if my kids are looking for opportunities, how do they go about starting?
Basically, you go on the website, www.pebbletossers.org, and you register. You can look at, you can kind of browse projects and browse organizations, but in order to really get in and find out all the information about them, you register. It's free. It's online. It's very easy. You can register as a family. You can enter in all the kids' names, and we need a parent to do that since, you know, we've got child privacy issues.
Sure.
Right? Or you can register as a group. Say your scout troop, your scout leader. You can go and register your entire, group as a whole, not as individuals.
Right.
You can also have nonprofit organizations can register themselves. They can apply, and then once we review their application, then we'll, then they can be on the website.
Right.
But for a family to go in, they go online, they register, and then once you register, up comes a member homepage, and there's five big, you know, colorful circles that pop up on the website, and you can browse by project, you browse by organization, you can get matched with a project, you can record your hours that maybe you've done something outside of Pebble Tosses. You want to go ahead and put it in and, you know, build your civic transcript. And then there's also an account, and you have a family account. Each person has their own line item, and then you can keep a, you know, cumulative record. Like if you have a family goal of, you know, this year we want to do 50 hours of community service, you know, you can go and check and kind of keep up to date on that.
And then that'll keep track of that?
Mm-hmm.
What a great idea.
And is it only for the Atlanta area, or is this a national? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Exactly. Well, since we're only, you know, 2 years old. Currently, everything is in Metro Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
We see this as, there is definitely potential for growth, but we kind of, for it to really grow and expand in other communities,
You've got to get this pretty solid.
But it also takes someone, you know, in that community who knows the community.
Right.
I mean, I'm an Atlanta native. You know, I grew up here and definitely want to, you know, grow
and
give back to my own community.
And it seems like you have to educate the nonprofits to explain how to take a task that and make it a kid-friendly task, or at least to see if they're open to that.
Exactly. And all the projects that we have listed are actually projects that they need.
Right.
That they're not just some random. Like, we had a conversation the other day with someone. They're like, well, we don't want to just do stuff just so
like
the
busy
kid,
work, right.
Busy
right.
work so the kid feels good. Well, these are actually needed projects.
Right.
You know, like the Interfaith Outreach House, they need people to come in and bring dinners.
Right.
You know, they've got their clients coming in. It's busy. It's hectic. You know, they want to go ahead and give them a good meal. They need someone to babysit and watch the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group called Create Your Dreams that's down it's down at King Plow Center. And the last week of every month, they celebrate birthdays for all the kids that's after school.
Right.
And so they need somebody to come in and bring a birthday cake.
Oh,
well, that would be very fun for a 5-year-old and 8-year-old to do at home. And then, you know, they go bring it down there. But it's a real need that this organization has.
Now,
that's terrific.
What do you need more nonprofits to help, or do you need more families, kids?
We'd love to get to build up our online membership, because the more people out there, you know, the more people are doing things, they're talking about it. I mean, one of the staggering statistics that we found when we were doing our research is that Georgia is the 9th most populous state, but we rank 41st in terms of people actually volunteering.
Wow.
That's shocking.
It's shocking, and it's very sad. And that's a goal that Jenny, my partner, and I, that we have said, okay, Pebble Tosses is going to raise that,
to 40.
You know, we're going to try and bump it up higher. And then, you know, that's Georgia as a whole. The city of Atlanta is, you know, a little bit higher in terms of the number. But, you know, that's a measurable task that we have. So on your membership form, the registration, one of the questions we ask is, you know, in the last year, how many hours have you, volunteered outside of your school? It's very easy to go in and say, well, I spent 3 hours at the, you know, newspaper drive at, you know, my school. Well, that's great, and that's definitely a need. But we also want to get people out into the community, realizing that there are other needs out there, too.
That's great. A great idea. Wonderful idea. And I see you're on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
We've got all the social media working.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And thanks for being with us today to tell us more about the program. And I really do encourage our listeners go to the website, because it's very easy to navigate. Whoever designed that, very easy.
We did the whole thing on PowerPoint.
Really?
We did. We received a grant from another nonprofit organization called We Design Atlanta. And it's a group of graphic designers. And they have given us a graphic design grant. So they're going to be working on our branding and working on the website and just the graphics and the animation and just how it looks and make it a little bit more sophisticated and technically savvy.
That's great. Thanks for being with us
today,
Jennifer.
Thank you.
A lot of great information. And, you know, it seems like everybody is going online. Everybody's talking about social media. Our next guest, I'm excited to hear about it, because you think about it, Lee. When someone talks about the automotive market, what do you think in this economy?
Nothing good.
I'm so sorry. But our next guest has a positive twist. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Susan Brief from DallasDodge.com. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep, your PR person, sent us a really cool write-up, which sparked my interest. And I was thinking, gosh, we keep it positive on the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We've got to bring you in to give the auto industry a positive light. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
So how has the market changed with the recession?
Well, you know what? It was bad for a little bit, but I've been doing this for, 23, 24 years, and I've seen it go up and I've seen it go down, and it goes in waves. Things changed a little bit. Business slowed down. People didn't have as much money to spend. But the thing is, they always need cars.
Right.
And what we've always tried to do, and what I've always tried to do, is to find a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And with the advent of the internet, that fit has become easier and easier.
So people actually buy cars online.
Absolutely.
You mean sight unseen?
Occasionally, yes.
Really? So they just go online. Well, why don't you walk us through it?
Well, they'll go online to either Google has become huge.
Right.
It has gotten to where you can, if you're looking for a 2009 Dodge Ram truck, you can type into Google 2009 Dodge Ram and your zip code, and the best matches will come up, whether it be a dealer or it be Auto Trader or some of the other, merchandising sites.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, you can look, you can see video and walk-arounds of the vehicles. The guys who work for me will actually physically go outside with a little flip camera and completely video the car. Send it back to you. They'll test drive it. They'll open the hood. They'll show you what the car's about as though you were standing in front of them.
Is that new tour. Or used or both?
Either one.
Wow, that's great service.
Either one. And at that point in time, you can make a decision. We had a gentleman last week saw a car on one of our merchandising sites. He flew in from Texas. Looked
from
at the
out
car.
Out of state?
Yeah.
So people come from out of state?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Looked at the car, paid us for the car.
And drove it home?
No, actually, because it was a Dodge Viper, and that's a long trip for a Viper. So he paid us for the car, got back on a plane, we shipped it to him, he had him in 48 hours.
Wow.
So the internet has changed, you know, the possibility, or I guess the best way to put it is you no longer have to be local to get what you want.
Now, how do people negotiate? I'm sure that's changed a lot.
Well, it has, because there's a lot more information out there.
Mm-hmm.
A progressive dealer such as Dallas Dodge, we don't have an issue with that. I prefer to deal with an educated customer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in, they'll say, I saw this online. Kelley Blue Book says it's worth this. NADA says it's worth this. You know, what will you sell it to me for? And then we go from there. You know, when in the old days we used to negotiate from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's pretty much from the bottom up.
And now, what about the lending climate? I mean, are they still? Is financing still available?
It's gotten better. It's gotten significantly better. We being, you know, having been established for so long,
mm-hmm.
We have 32 lenders that we work with, including a lot of the local credit unions, which have really propped up the market. When the main lenders, the bigger banks, decided to start pulling back mm-hmm. on credit, a lot of the local Atlanta credit unions really stepped up and said, you know, our members still need cars,
right.
and we want new members.
Right.
So, you know, here's what's available to us, and we use them.
Now, is there, now, because you said there's so much information out there, is sometimes the person kind of think that they're too educated and that they think they know your business?
I know my salesmen think they're too educated.
So how do you kind of that takes a little finessing.
It does. And that's why I have a specific department with guys that are trained to do just that.
Uh-huh.
I find, and we found over the years, that most people will listen to you. You make mm-hmm. sense. I mean, there's always going to be the guy who you hand him the invoice
right.
for the car, and he says, yeah, where's the real one? I'm sorry, pal, I got to go. My printing press was broken. I know. But for the most part, when you deal with people in a reasonable manner and you make sense to them, they listen.
Right.
You know, and you're able to show them the value. The Dodge Ram truck has been the number one truck on the road for years. The 2500 just was named Truck of the Year. A heavy-duty truck of the year by Motor Trend. You know, we have good products, and that's the part that we get into is the selling, the value.
Mm-hmm. And through an e-commerce type way.
Absolutely.
Your background is interesting. I understand you were a guest on Emerald Live. I'm a little jealous.
I was.
So you're an avid chef. Is it just a passion and a hobby?
It's just a passion and a hobby.
So from cars
wow,
to
that's
chef.
That's your dream there. It one is. Of those Food Network kind of celebrity chef.
It is.
It was. It was. It, you know, I won a hot and spicy contest. I made chicken wings.
Oh,
really?
I so love what, spicy.
Tell us about that. What's the secret sauce in that?
The secret sauce is hot sauce with honey and garlic and some other things. I was just trying to take some of the heat out of the sauce. It happened by accident. I'm one of those accidental chefs. Whatever's in the cabinet.
You work with what you got.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And, you know, I'll do other things, but that's pretty much my forte is the accident. Wow, that was good. Okay.
do more of that.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I operate in the kitchen, actually, too. And then when people ask you for the recipe, you're like, do you really want me to try that?
I don't know how.
I can't, yeah.
I can't help you.
Can't recreate.
I think I had a little bit of that, and it's a little bit of that, and a little bit of that. I do that, and I specialize in cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes and chicken wings.
Yes.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Cheesecakes and chicken wings.
No doubt.
What it sounds like is a heart attack. So we've been trying to play a little with the recipes to make them a little healthier, but you know what? Mm-hmm. When you take the fat out of cheesecake, there's just nothing left.
No, that's why you have to have a tiny piece, right? And then you got to go visit the Concourse Athletic Club.
Right.
Get rid
absolutely.
Of all those calories.
Absolutely. You're 100% right.
So what kind of a car do you drive? I'm just curious. We've gotten way off topic here. But
not a problem.
What kind of car do you
a
drive?
A biker.
No, I have a Chrysler Sebring. Mm-hmm. Actually, this do. I have a Chrysler Sebring. And because I have a niece and nephew who absolutely insisted, I have a minivan.
Okay. Do you have a convertible Sebring?
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to get that top down. It has been so cold.
And these cars are so beautiful. They've been redesigned, and they are absolutely gorgeous. They actually make... the Mercedes version. It's still a Chrysler Sebring, but it's a hardtop convertible.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
So it's a great-looking car. I think most people have kind of lost their way where Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge is concerned. Mm-hmm. They're unbelievable cars, and they're beautiful. And then now with Fiat involved in the scenario, we're getting nothing but good stuff. I mean, I look at my department. Everybody says things are bad. Dallas Dodge's internet department will have a 50-car month this month.
Wow.
That's pretty
just
impressive.
In the internet department. So that should give you some idea.
So that's been a critical element to your business.
Oh, absolutely. No dealer in this day and age can operate without a vibrant internet presence. You just can't.
Interesting.
Has that impacted? Because I know in advertising, car dealers typically were TV, radio, and now they're just moving online.
Yep, it is. It is
because you're seeing a lot less or hearing a lot less on the radio and on TV.
Well, you know, I think search, you know, things like Google and other things like that have made it much easier than picking up seven or eight different newspapers because the vehicle you want may not be in the AJC.
Right.
Auto Trader did away with their magazine.
Right.
Wow.
That should tell you something. That should tell you something.
They have gone completely 100% online.
And that's a good lesson for business in general. I mean, you got to really embrace online. You can't run away from it. It's not going anywhere. It's only getting bigger.
Exactly. It's getting bigger and bigger. And especially where this is concerned. I mean, we had a gentleman come from the Yukon. He flew into Atlanta. We picked him up at the airport because we had the only yellow Dodge Ram truck he could find.
In the country, so you know he searched everywhere.
No, in our country and his country.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. He lived in the Canada-Alaska border. And got on a plane, came down, and drove the car back.
Wow. Things people will do for a car. Any funny or strange stories you want to share with
more
us?
More funny stories? We had Emerald.
I'll tell you.
Cheesecake.
People are very, very, people are very, very strange. I had a woman once who... she came in, and there was one particular vehicle, and she had to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have it. And she was a very odd customer in that she was middle-aged. She was by herself. And she said, I want that. I don't care what it costs. I'm having a midlife crisis. This is my sports car. And she said that. I'm having a midlife crisis. I said, okay. So we go through the whole thing. And she goes into the finance department. And she gets everything taken care of. And she comes walking out of the finance department, looks at the car, and says, I can't take that.
After she bought it?
Yeah. And I'm kind of looking at her like, okay, it's the same car that it was 20 minutes ago. What seems to be the problem? The numbers on the license plate are bad luck.
Oh, boy.
So you had to get her new license plate?
I said, well, we'll get you a new license. Nope, the car is cursed. Give me my papers.
Wow.
And she literally ripped up the papers. And left.
How'd you like to be that salesperson?
I was.
Watch that commission check go out the window for that reason.
It wasn't a small one either.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
that's
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that not only has it changed sales, it has changed service.
Has it? The e-commerce?
Okay. People are buying parts online.
Yeah.
You can go to a site called comparemechanics.com.
Wow.
And literally... put in your vehicle, put in what it is you want, and get price quotes.
Huh.
Man, that's great.
From dealers and you know, so it's become a much more, you know, the day of saying the dealer service department is overpriced. We are incredibly competitive because you have to be.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't want you to just buy your Chrysler from me. I want my Chrysler certified mechanics to take care of it. Mm. Because, and I'm not saying other mechanics aren't good. What I'm saying is my guys are trained to do nothing but.
Right.
Some of them go to school for other makes and models, and we can service other makes and models. But it ties back into the longevity of the car and the longevity of the brand and the actual perception people have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like anything else. If it's tended to properly, you know, you can cut roses, and if you take care of them, they're going to last 3 weeks. You can cut roses, and, you know, you don't take such good care of them, and they're dead in 3 days.
Right.
Well, that's the difference between somebody who knows how to work with roses and somebody who just thinks they're pretty and has some knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wraps into the whole perception of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
The better it's taken care of, the longer it's going to last. So you use an expert to do it, and we're very competitive in pricing on that.
So how can we find you online?
www.dallasdodge.com.
Perfect. I love stories like that, Lee, because that's one of those industries. The housing market and the auto market, we've had guests recently that are kind of giving us an uplifting view of it's going to get better, and it's really not as bad as people think.
But actually, you see, the ones that are successful are the ones that are embracing
the
change, that aren't like hiding under a rock waiting for, you know, they don't ring a bell when the recession ends to let you know that it's ending.
No doubt. Great customer service to be had at the Dallas Chrysler. I used to have a Chrysler 300.
I had a Sebring.
It was a company car. I wish I still had it. And I was at a drive-thru. You know, at the time I was taking lunch to an office, and they dumped an entire tray of drinks from Chick-fil-A, the guy at the window.
Right.
Dumped it into my lap and all over the inside of the 300.
Nice.
And they, I mean, I was like a brand new car when I got it back from Dallas Chrysler and Dodge. It was awesome. It was great. It was actually right over there when it happened. Can you imagine me walking in? I need new pants. I was soaked. But y'all did a great job. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, all of our guests. Interesting show.
Yeah.
We hope our listeners will tune in next week. We have a special treat with you coming from the Sandy Springs Chamber of Commerce and their Expo.
Oh, that's right, the Expo.
Yeah,
coming.
We've got a lot of guests next week. So tune in next week, and until then, have a wonderful week and stay warm.